Good morning. This is Rachel with I Am Raquel Life and Spiritual Coaching. Welcome to my podcast. I am so excited because this is actually my very first podcast ever. Okay, wait. That's a lot. This is not my first podcast ever. This is my first episode of my new and legitimate podcast. So I did a podcast that was just a series of some videos that I made as kind of like a pilot for a podcast that I started doing in the mornings when I was walking in the park, because I like to walk every morning if I can. And so I realized that, like, I had all this time out in the park, and whenever I would walk, I don't know what it is about, like, walking and movement and rhythm, but your brain really just starts to go and you release, like, all of these amazing creative ideas if you're that type of person. So I'm out in the park and all this great information is flooding my brain the entire time. So I did this pilot podcast just by throwing on, you know, my iPhone camera, and I called it Morning Motivation Podcast just because I guess I had to come up with something on the spot so I could upload it, and people seemed to really like it, and I was just doing it for fun, and I was just doing it to have some kind of creative outlet for all this information that I was kind of receiving and the things that were flowing through my head when I was there in that space. And I wanted a way to sort of let that out. And then when I did one just for kicks. And then, you know, it really felt like it was great information that I wanted to share. So I shared it and people liked it. And so I kept doing it for several weeks. And there was just some issues with the uploading process and doing that from my iPhone in the park. It was just, sometimes it would take a really, really long time to upload and was taking like lots of data and things like that. So there was just some issues, I guess, technically that prevented me from being able to do that as like a lasting thing. So, but I loved the act of podcasting, and I really liked the freedom of speech and the flow and the, you know, just kind of riffing on these general self-help topics. And it felt a whole lot like how information comes to me and how things happen and take place in sessions that I do with people. How it just, you know, kind of captures these divine moments and this magic of interaction between that kind of takes place between me and a person that I'm serving. And so I loved that feeling of it, that divineness, that flow, being in the moment with that sort of energy coming through me. And that was something that I've tried to capture in some content that I've done, like video-wise and things like that. But this just had a much different feel, and it kind of made me go, you know what? I think this whole podcasting world is something for me and something that I can expand upon with I Am Raquel Life and Spiritual Coaching. I think it would be a great addition to my business and a great addition to my brand, and just a really awesome way that I can serve people in on another platform. Because if you've followed me at all, you know that I love social media and I'm on like everything I know to be on social network wise. You know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. I just do, you know, any social media platform that I feel like I can use to really connect with people and help serve people in any kind of broader way, then I'm all for it. So I felt like I've been listening to many, many podcasts here recently, and that's been a platform that I've gotten into just for my own entertainment and for my own spiritual growth and for my own healing journeys. I've been reaching out to those platforms, especially on Spotify is where the platform that I love and use. I'm a crazy Spotify junkie, and I pay for my, you know, subscription where I can have access to everything and download as much stuff as I want. And I just have it on constantly 24/7. As soon as I wake up, you know, I do my journaling and things like that in the morning, and then I put on Spotify podcasts and I'm just binge listening to amazing podcasts from all these people that I super admire. And I pause it or I take it with me straight into the car, and then it Bluetooths to my car and I keep listening to it as I'm driving. And, you know, it just kind of something that has become such a huge part of my life that I stay really connected to. And, you know, while engaging in podcasting in that way as a listener, I thought, you know what, these people that I love so much that have, you know, been bringing so much value to my life as podcasters, I feel like that I could do that for other people too. I feel like that I could utilize this kind of space and new platform to do the same thing. So I do like the idea of I Am Raquel podcast being sort of a broad self-help topic sort of thing. I love to talk about all different self-help topics. You know, I think my niche, if I had to choose one, has a lot to do with self-worth, like discovering and building your self-worth. I have a lot of experience working with people who struggle with addiction and people who are like overcoming trauma. So I have a lot of experience there as a coach, and I really love working with, I feel like it's, I excel in that area, but I have struggled with some mental health issues for many years. And anxiety and depression and PTSD are topics that I love to talk about the healing aspect of. But I can really see this being a really broad, general topic kind of podcast when it comes to self-help and healing and self-discovery and spiritual journeys. I love to integrate those two things. That's why, you know, I like to title myself as a life and spiritual coach, because I feel like they go so hand in hand. And when dealing with the community of people that are struggling with mental health, if you begin to look at the spiritual side of things, or look at change your perspective to a more spiritual point of view, you can just completely shift gears in the way that you are experiencing your so-called mental illness. I use that term just because it's what I feel like people are going to resonate with when I talk about, you know, these concepts of anxiety and depression and trauma and PTSD and all of these things that we can tend to suffer from as people experiencing this human condition. But I do feel like there's so much more to it, because I believe wholeheartedly that these conditions begin as a root cause that is of a spiritual nature. And that spiritual issue, that spiritual ailment tends to manifest on the surface as these symptoms and problems and issues such as mental illnesses and things, even physical injuries and things like that. So I'm huge on, I'm a Scorpio, and it's right in alignment with me being a Scorpio that I love to get right down to the very center core of a problem and help people pull that out and heal that core issue in order to fix and heal the surface symptom, instead of working to try to change a surface symptom and keeping that core issue intact and continuing to manifest the exact same symptoms over and over again. I'm big on healing and really healing with the intention of permanent change, and not just healing people's quick fix, healing people with the intention of a quick fix in order to keep them tied to my services, tied, chained to paying me money. I like money and I like having steady work, but my goal is to help people heal. And I think there's plenty of people to heal in the world that I don't have to keep them stuck and chained to my services forever. I just don't have to. If I can heal somebody and really truly help somebody heal permanently forever, that is what everybody truly wants. And if you go to a coach or you go to a service provider and you do feel like that you are being chained and being stuck to their services, just to like survive life, then eventually you're going to seek help elsewhere, because that's not what people truly desire. People truly desire to have real, lasting, actual change. And that's what I like to help people learn how to do. Because, see, along my journey, I've just went through so many. If you guys have read my story, you know, I talk about this journey with mental illness. I talk about having journeys with addiction. I talk about having journeys with trauma. And when it comes to those experiences that I had, I do feel like I have completely transmuted that energy into something different. And when I work through and process through an issue or an ailment, I tend to not have to work hard at it every day, and I tend to not continue to experience the exact same issues over and over again. What I see is that I've found a way to work through these problems so that I can change and grow and continue to evolve, and that comes with new issues. So I'm not going to say that, like, I'm healed, 100% cured of everything. I'm still experiencing this human condition, and I'm still growing. I'm still healing, but it comes with new issues. So, you know, I like to give people, that's what I'm about. You know, I'm about giving people real solutions instead of Band-Aids. And I want to talk about that. And I want to talk about what that looks like. And I want to talk about the solutions. I feel like people know what their problems are enough. And when we talk about, we're going to talk about problems on here. I mean, we're going to talk about problems. But I want to stay really solution focused and really keep that as the priority of talking about what works, talking about healing, talking about growing, talking about, I don't want this to be a space where that makes people feel sad or bad. Like, this is about uplifting. This is about providing people with hope and encouraging people and motivating people and helping people transform in amazing ways, all from hearing other people tell stories. So see, like, I want this to be a space and an outlet where I can invite people to do this with me, because so much magic takes place when people are having conversations about healing and about solutions, and to capture that energy recorded and to give that back to people where you can feel the energetic processes. I'm one of those people, you know, I'm big on energy. I'm big on feeling that kind of stuff. Like, I'm moved by music, all of those things. And music is so moving to people because you can feel the energy. You can feel the intentions that are recorded into that track when somebody makes a song. And I think that happens with podcasting too. And that happens with YouTube videos. And that happens when coaches and healers and speakers, when they make content, you can capture the energy and the essence and the intentions, and you can heal people over and over again through the exact same session. So I love that, and I love that idea of serving a larger community, and I love the idea of producing one thing that ripples out and continues to help people, like passively continues to create value in the world, even when you're not working on it currently. I just think that's so beautiful and magical for somebody to want it for people. When I listen to these podcasts and I think, you know, wow, they sat down and they did this one time and they did it on this date, you know, oh wow, they made that on March 22nd of 2017, yet here it is right now today helping me in my time when it was perfect for me in my journey. So I think that's something that's so cool about this art of podcasting. So I want people to be able to come along on this journey with me, and I have people in mind already as guests that are going to show up for me, friends and mentors and people that I'm going to invite to have some fun and play around with the whole podcast thing with me. So I hope that you'll join. I hope that if you follow me on all of my other stuff, that you will grow with me and expand with me to follow me on this outlet as well. I think this is going to be really fun. I think this is going to be really healing. And I think that's what this is all about, is just spreading that love, spreading that joy, helping people in another new way, and just capturing some really divine moments that can take place along people's journeys. So definitely hit follow. I don't know where these will all be yet. I hope it's going to end up on all platforms. Spotify, I think, will be number one. I'm a huge Spotify fan, like I said, so listen to me on Spotify. Thank you guys so much for being here. This was just the first episode. If you make sure to hang around, listen to the next one and the next one and the next one, because we're just now starting today, but this is gonna be a big thing. I can feel it, for I am Raquel. All right, and as always, I love you guys, and just remember today that you could very well be somebody's only source of unconditional love. So continue to be kind and continue to just love people as unconditionally as you can. And always remember to love yourselves. And I will see you guys on the next podcast. Bye.